Hello and welcome to our podcast. Now we've got a good story today, a positive story, and we're going to be talking about the Diocese of Westminster's Agency for Evangelisation celebrating 5 years of drawing people closer to Christ, which I think is a very good phrase. And I'm joined by Father Michael O'Boy, who's the director of the agency, to talk a little bit more about this. Now look, I'm going to ask you a fundamentally simple question to start with. What is evangelisation?
Straightforwardly, evangelization is about putting people into contact with Christ.
Now, as Catholics, as Christians, yeah, we are called to evangelize.
Yeah.
What do you think the main challenges are to actually be brave enough to go ahead and do that?
I think for most people, the principal challenge is the confidence, you know, to actually know what we're supposed to be saying. And that comes down a lot to our own personal life of faith. You know, to proclaim Christ, we have to live in intimacy with him, and that's about our prayer life, it's about our sacramental life, it's our liturgical life, and it's that also that kind of intellectual life of faith, if you know what I mean, in the sense of, you know, striving to understand more about the person of Christ and who it is we're called to speak about.
We're talking about 5 years celebrating, yep, the agency having been set up 5 years ago, yep, in 2006. Some people might be surprised that there wasn't an agency before that.
Well, in Westminster, the evangelisation agency grew out of our programme of renewal at Your Word, Lord. And at the end of that period, it was clear that we had a number of small faith-sharing groups in the diocese. People had come together during Advent and during Lent to reflect on their faith. And a number of those people, many of those groups, wanted to continue. And I think one of the principal benefits of those groups was the confidence it gave people in terms of faith, the opportunity to talk about their faith. And what they wanted to do was come back together and be supported in their exploration of faith. So the agency's initial, if you like, remit was for the support of our small communities across our 200 or so parishes and for the development of adult faith formation. Lots of people during those initial At Your Word, Lord meetings and in their groups had shared a lot about what they felt about the faith and their experience of faith, but the fundamental question they came back with was, we've talked a lot about ourselves, but we need to know that we're talking about Christ, or we need to know we're talking about what we do believe, and help us to understand that. So people wanted to move on from a kind of experiential thing, as it were, to a more didactic one, where they were taught as well as sharing. And so the agency took on those two features, one more about helping people be informed about faith, but also continuing that work of supporting small communities, helping people have a positive experience of community, so that would transform their experience of parish as well.
Now, I'm going to ask you what you're most proud of in terms of the achievements of the agency. But first of all, it's pretty clear to me that you place quite a strong emphasis on resources and having those at hand for people. Yep. How important is that to you?
Giving people resources, providing them with materials is crucial. I think you can take lots of approaches to evangelization, if you like. And we could have devoted a lot of our energy and time to events and to one-off meetings and created a very good feel factor.
Mm.
But we've kind of shied away from that in the sense that, and we've taken the view that evangelization is, I hate to say it, a much more mundane thing than that. That in order to help people evangelize, it's not just about giving them a hi every so often, as it were. It is about rooting them in faith. And to do that, you do have to give people tools. You do have to give them resources. And one of the things we do in our small groups, faith sharing, twice a year, about 10,000 or so books are produced each Lent, each autumn. And they're read through by, you know, about 700-800 groups in the parishes, and hopefully they have an experience of growing in faith and understanding, and that kind of work is mirrored through our work with catechists and the kind of lecture series that we put on, which is very much about helping people grow in faith and giving them the tools, be it books, you know, be it lectures. And, you know, to some extent or more so, be it things being available online and so on. So in terms of catechetics, for example, developing online materials for people to learn from.
Let's talk about Faith Matters.
Yeah.
And those, you know, the seasons, the lecture series and stuff. Yeah. I remember, as it drops into my inbox, having a quick peek and being impressed with the sort of calibre of speaker. It's important, isn't it, to have a kind of good quality of teaching there?
Yeah. I mean, these are a series of lectures we run along with the Mount Street Jesuit Centre. And we've been, our principal aim has been to help people understand how they live their faith in their current context. And so it's been important to get people who they might relate to, not necessarily just simply, you know, professional religious people, priests and so on, who can give a good talk about the faith, but people who are able to talk, but able to talk from an experience which might be more akin to their own rather than a kind of strictly clerical one, as it were. And we've put a lot of effort into those, along with the Mount Street Jesuit Centre. And I think it is important to get people who can articulate their faith and who can do it in a way which people can relate to.
Well, let's extend that. Yeah. Evangelization, we're talking about the world. We're talking about beyond our borders, aren't we? We're talking about showing people the light of Christ.
Yeah.
How successful do you think you've been at that?
I think that's a really difficult question, because you never really ultimately see the results of your work. I think there are huge challenges for our parishes in that regard, because, you know, evangelization ultimately isn't my work. It's not even the work of my colleagues in the agency. It's your work out there. That's what we're all baptized into. One of the crucial works, I would say, for us is to help parishes understand that they're not there for themselves, and we're not there, as it were, to make our parish nice and comfortable for ourselves, but we're there to make our parishes places which people from outside will be drawn into and attracted to. So the emphasis, if you like, or the outlook of the parish should be very much outside its doors rather than inside. But in terms of people coming in and evangelizing the people outside, I think a lot of it ultimately comes down to people's experience of us in our day-to-day lives. You know, if you think, we're not very far from Westminster Cathedral here, and you think of the hundreds of people who go to work there every day, every lunchtime, before Mass and so on, and there are lots of offices around here, and if you think about the witness that regular life of prayer and the Eucharist is for other people in their offices, then I would say that's probably more key and more crucial. So the challenge, if you like, is to get people to witness to their faith in their ordinary and everyday lives and not be ashamed about it. I mean, I had some friends, you know, and they were saying to me, you know, it took them a while to realise that there were four or five other Catholics in their office, and they only ever realised because they happened to be at Mass one lunchtime and see them. So we need to encourage people to be more open. But to encourage people to be more open, you have to give them something to be open with, and that's about building their confidence.
Let's talk about the age factor. Now, I don't want to get myself into hot water and be accused of being ageist or anything. In fact, I myself have just come out of the Catholic definition of a young person. I'm no longer young in the eyes of the Church. But, you know, if you look around at Mass, it is an older congregation, and that's been levelled at us a few times.
Yeah.
I know that youth ministry is important to you, is important to the agency. How are you catering for the next generation?
Recently, in Westminster, anyway, we've restructured our youth ministry, our youth service. And some people might think it's a bit odd that youth is within the Department or Agency for Evangelization. I think when we made that decision, when the diocese took that decision, it was with a clear understanding that what distinguishes youth work from youth ministry is the proclamation of Christ. So at the heart of any work we undertake with young people, it has to be informed by and fundamentally about the communication of the person of Christ. So it makes sense to have it within a group of departments or works which have as their central feature the proclamation of the faith. But how are we trying to take that forward? Well, in the last year, we've restructured our youth service so that we give a greater emphasis to our support for parishes. You know, it's true, certainly it's true to say that lots of young people don't actually have much to do with church. And some people would make the argument that our young people are in our schools, and therefore that's where we should concentrate all our, you know, energy in terms of our outreach to young people. But what we're about is bringing people in communion with Christ and bringing them into intimacy with them and bringing them to a mature Christian faith. And that can never be considered apart from or achieved apart from the Eucharistic community. It's not an option for us who believe that the whole point of life is communion with Christ, to say that actually that can be achieved apart from and in isolation from the rest of the community. So for us, a central challenge has been, how do we draw young people into the life and worship of our parishes? And that, for our parishes, will be a bit of a challenge. You know, when anybody new comes into any parish, what we have to say to ourselves is, that person's presence makes this a new community. And so we have to understand, well, what do they have to offer, and how are we going to make, as it were, room for them to be a part of this community, you know? So if you're the person who always does the candles or always does the reading or always is the musician, or you have a particular, you know, it might be time to say, actually, I've got to give this over to somebody else, to make room for them, to make them be a part of that community and to make them feel welcome. And it's the same with our young people.
So that's 5 years in the can. Looking forward to the next five. What are your plans, or what would you like to see happen?
Well, I would like to see parishes, my own included, I've just been appointed as a parish priest as well, take the challenge of adult faith formation seriously and face it head on. You know, lots of things about parish life are probably a bad expression, but there's a kind of treadmill that you're on, you know, and you get to June and July and you've finished confirmation and you've finished First Communion and you've finished the RCIA, and you take a breath over the summer, and then you get back in September and you start worrying about who's going to do what next year, and you've got to get the programs organized and you've got to get the volunteers organized and you've got to do this and you've got to do that, and all those practicalities crowd in. And I think if I had an aspiration, it will be to encourage parishes and my brother priests, pastoral assistants and so on, to step off that treadmill and actually ask a very straightforward question of themselves and certainly the people they try to involve. And that's, you know, how well formed are these people? Because it's not just about getting people through a treadmill, and it's just not just about making sure that we get through and get done. It's got to be about, you know, has this experience of the First Communion program, the RCIA, baptismal preparation, be whatever, has this experience brought these people into communion with the Lord? And we can only share what we have. And if what we have is not well informed, then we're probably achieving less than we would want to. Or at least we could do so much more if we were confident about what we were doing.
Well, let's pray for an increase in confidence in our parishes across England and Wales. Father Michael O'Boy, Director of the Westminster Agency for Evangelisation, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear more from the diocese, you can log on to www.rcdow.org.uk. And if you want to hear more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.